Her voice had grown stronger, though it was still melodious. Abeloth watched raptly, not wanting to take her eyes off Rokiken.
"This is the best thing for both Menyavish and Jessa. For us both to discover how to heal. For them to depart the world they know as masters and find a world where they can simply be themselves. And as for us, the Jessa need to know how to be on Karis as a true active part of it, not as property."
Her voice broke on the last word.
"You seem like a peaceful being, Roki,"
Perry Needmo continued.
"Yet you condone violence."
"I did. But the coup came only after every other peaceful method of obtaining our freedom had been attempted. It was, in the end, our last resort. To this day, I regret that it had to come to that. We did the best we could to avoid bloodshed. I have met with the families of the Menyavish who died in the coup, and told them how deeply we regretted what we had to do."
That seemed to catch Needmo off guard. He blinked his large eyes and took a moment to clear his throat.
How was that received?
"Not well, I fear. And I understand. But I do not lie. And so eventually, I believe with all my heart that they too will understand."
She smiled gently, her green eyes warm with hope.
"When they see the peace that must come with having no one to dominate, to own and dictate to, they will understand that their loved ones died for a precious cause."
"I must say, if anyone can make them believe that, I think that would be you."
She laughed, a sound light and bright as sunlight, sweet as water flowing.
"I would say, rather, I would not make them believe. I simply have absolute trust that they will."
"Now, the latest I have heard is that you are to be departing for Coruscant to join the Senate of the Galactic Alliance. Is that correct?"
"Very true. I'll be departing Karis soon."
"It seems to me your people will miss you greatly. Some say that you are the heart of this new order."
She smiled, her face softly radiant.
"Oh no, I should hate to be that. My entire philosophy rejects this. Everyone has something special, something truly unique to contribute. I had what was needed at the time it was needed, nothing more or less. Those who stood by me for so many years are as able as I am to guide my people. I do not say lead, simply guide."
"It will be very interesting indeed to see what you bring to the Senate, Rokari Kem. I would say a breath of fresh air, but that would be an understatement. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Perry Needmo News Hour. We'll close out this segment with a long shot of the celebration still going on in Karis. For those of us who do not understand Jessarin, I will say that the song's refrain is this. Peace, welcome. Roki Kem is your mother. Come, children, come. Come home.
It was nearly twilight on the world, Abeloth saw. And there was no cheering, no wild celebrating. Simply dancing, if you could call it that. Other leaders might be idolized, worshipped, adored. Roki Kem was loved. Peace, welcome. Roki Kem is your mother. Come, children. Come. Come home.